Reports of blood clots in some people who'd received the shot. The data shows us about potential harmful side effects from this vaccine.
They say she was vaccinated in Jefferson County and that during the waiting period after the shot, she experienced a severe allergic reaction. Evan's death has some in the community shaken up.
2,216 reports of death have been entered into VAERS since January. This information comes straight from the CDC. There was a case in Utah involving a 39-year-old mother who got sick following her second vaccination and died.
He was admitted with blood clots days after receiving his AstraZeneca vaccine around March 22. The same symptoms reported in patients across Europe, in the UK and Canada.
This Woodlands teenager says he got the very rare Guillain-Barré syndrome a few weeks after his first dose of the COVID vaccine.
Europe's medicines agency says there is a link between AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine and blood clots.
That there is a link between the vaccine and blood clotting in the brain.
A link has been confirmed between the Oxford AstraZeneca jab seemed to trigger an autoimmune response leading to aggressive blood clots and in some cases bleeding in the brain.
Possible rare clotting events associated with this vaccine. What they found initially is a plausible link.
Developed rare and severe blood clotting within 2 weeks of vaccination.
It's this particular type of blood clot that's associated with a low platelet count.
Canada says a Quebec woman who developed rare blood clots after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Your risk of a blood clot after your pregnancy, it goes to one in 100.
12 hours later, she says she woke up in the middle of the night paralyzed with no feeling in her arms and legs.
A woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
A frontline health worker hospitalized with blood clots days after getting his Pfizer jab.
A local man suffered blood clots as a result of getting the Pfizer vaccine.
The man's clots are linked to his vaccination.
She got the first shot of the Pfizer vaccine last week, but 12 hours later, almost her entire body was paralyzed.
Horrific reaction, he says, after she got the J&J vaccine.
There's been brain damage through the seizures, the clotting, and the surgeries.
Her symptoms did present within 2 weeks of vaccination, so it's consistent with the cases observed before hers.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot, she explains she lost her ability to move from her shoulders down.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from the neck down.
I can feel the pressure, but I can't really feel anything.
He also said his left foot tingles and his face and lips are numb too. His chiropractor told me he's seen 12 to 20 other patients with similar issues after getting different vaccines.
Range side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine.
A New South Wales man has reportedly died 8 days after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine from blood clots in his lungs.
Investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
There have been other reports as well of blood clots that have been linked to Moderna and Pfizer.
She's right. I gathered a data set from the reporting system. All of these reports mention clots. He got his first dose of the Moderna vaccine and this happened.
Just bang, the blood clots.
Serious blood clots.
The next day, he complained of a sore neck, had swelling in his neck. A few days later, Everest couldn't even move his neck.
It's called vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia.
Blood clots linked to the vaccine.
17 days after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. His first emergency surgery, he says doctors removed over 6 feet of his small intestine.
An 18-year-old health worker has developed blood clots after getting her COVID vaccine.
Diagnosed with blood clots more than a fortnight after her AstraZeneca vaccination.
10 days after getting the J&J vaccine, it hurt to breathe deeply. Geese feared Ellen had clots in her lungs.
Heart inflammation in patients who have received the COVID-19 vaccine.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said some teens and young adults, mostly male, had developed an inflammation of the heart muscle called myocarditis after receiving their vaccine.
Developed a heart condition after getting vaccinated against COVID-19.
A link between the COVID vaccination and a rare inflammation of the heart.
Heart issues among some teenagers and young adults who recently got the COVID vaccine.
Inflammation of the heart muscle reported to the CDC after patients received either the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccines.
The CDC Advisory Committee says it's now studying myocarditis in younger patients.
Investigating a possible link between a heart condition and the vaccine in teens and young adults.
Vaccines could be linked
to heart inflammation.
A possible link between the shot and heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation after getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Heart problems after getting the COVID vaccine.
These cases of myocarditis are caused by the vaccine.
And now we're hearing of new cases of inflammation of the heart.
Vaccinated teenagers and young adults experiencing heart problems.
Receive the COVID-19 vaccine have experienced heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation after vaccination
could potentially trigger blood clot disorders.
The CDC is investigating a heart problem
and a heart inflammation condition.
Heart inflammation days after being vaccinated.
A possible link between COVID and vaccines and heart inflammation.
Myocarditis is noted by the Canadian Pediatric Society as a possible side effect of mRNA vaccines.
Heart inflammation among young vaccinated people.
Heart ailment among young people and the COVID-19 vaccine.
Vaccinated teens and heart inflammation.
Potential heart problems in vaccinated teens.
Heart inflammation in teens and young adults after getting the coronavirus vaccine.
Vaccines and heart inflammation.
Heart disease among young people and the COVID vaccine.
Young father lands in the hospital with heart complications following his first Pfizer dose.
Higher than expected cases of heart inflammation in 16 to 24-year-olds following doses of Pfizer and Moderna vaccine.
Higher than usual number of cases of heart inflammation reported following COVID-19 vaccine.
Heart inflammation in young people.
Heart inflammation cases.
Heart inflammation.
Side effect is myocarditis.
Heart issues after getting vaccinated for COVID.
Heart inflammation following the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine.
The cases of heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation after getting vaccinated.
Heart issue cropping up in young people following COVID vaccinations.
Heart inflammation. Here we go.
Cases are being diagnosed at a higher rate than normal.
Heart inflammation in teens and young adults.
Moderna and Pfizer and heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Myocarditis.
Heart problems.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Heart problems with the COVID vaccine.
Developing heart inflammation.
Cases of heart inflammation.
No-layer heart condition.
Heart inflammation in children.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Higher rates of adverse events.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Heart condition.
Heart condition.
Myocarditis.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Myocarditis.
Heart concerns.
Heart inflammation.
Heart inflammation.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years.